Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Our True Identity, was written by Patricia Rabin. First, the man selected a tackle box. Standing in his town's small bait shop, he then filled a shopping cart with hooks, lures, bobbers, line, and weights. Finally, he added live bait and selected a new rod and reel. "Ever fished before?" the shop owner asked. The man said no. "Better add this," said the owner. It was a first aid kit. The man agreed and paid, then headed off to a day of not catching a thing, except snags on his fingers from his hooks and gear. That wasn't Simon Peter's problem. An experienced fisherman, he was surprised one dawn when Jesus told him to push his boat into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Despite a long night of catching nothing, Simon and his crew let down their nets and caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. In fact, his two boats started to sink from the haul. Seeing this, Simon Peter fell at Jesus' knees, urging him to go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. Jesus, however, knew Simon's true identity. He told his disciple, "From now on, you will fish for people." Hearing that, Simon left everything and followed Christ. When we follow him, he helps us learn who we are and what we're called to do as his own. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Let's pray together. Our God, our powerful God, we thank you, Lord, that when you are with us, we can do amazing things. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us to serve. And we thank you, Lord, that you are always with us as we serve. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.